Why can't life be a little, well, you know, a little easier? As I looked into the eyes of this fine woman who had come to share a little of her life story with me after an event I was speaking at, I could almost tangibly feel the weight of her words. Frankly, I had said those words often enough myself over the years. Life definitely had not been easy for her, or the many other men and women who have entrusted me with their experiences of dealing with life's curveballs. "I just don't know," I replied, not terribly helpfully, then adding, "but I know you're not defined by your challenges alone, and I am confident that this is not the end of your story." Time and time again, I have been astounded at the ability of people to not only work their way through their stuff, but to continue to create, love, comfort, innovate, and flourish despite their stuff, and sometimes even because of their stuff. Irrepressible people, navigating their pain and disappointment, but also making the most of every opportunity, taking life by the scruff of the neck, and becoming more courageous and clear-sighted than they ever knew was possible. And doesn't life seem to like throwing curveballs? At least that has been my experience. And why do they always seem to hit when you least expect them? There you are, merrily working through your to-do list, feeding the cat and sorting out dinner, and then boom, it's all change whether you like it or not. The future has shifted unalterably with one text, one diagnosis, one decision. Let's see how you deal with that one then, life seems to say. But of course not all curveballs are unwelcome. As well as lobbing challenges, life also throws, quite indiscriminately it sometimes seems, opportunities to grow. Unexpected friendships, unforeseen job offers, new projects, and out-of-the-blue conversations that lead to places we had never previously imagined. Life is so much more than we ever bargained for. So, how do we not only bounce back, but actually bounce forwards as we navigate these moments, choices, events, and relationships? Is it possible that setbacks and mistakes might equip us for the season ahead? Can we intentionally create habits or develop mindsets that move us beyond thinking, "I am here to survive," towards, "I am here to thrive," so that we can live courageous, resilient, and fulfilling lives that make a difference? These are the questions I have been asking myself, mainly because I seem to spend a fair amount of my life responding to curveballs. I just about sort myself out after the last one, and then, boom, here's another one, and then, boom, there's another one. I find myself spinning again, struggling to stabilise, wobbling, but attempting to stand firm, and trying to place myself in a position where I can hit that ball right out of the park. I manage quite well sometimes. Often, though, I am to be found flailing about, looking a bit awkward and confused, but each time learning something important about how to do it better next time. These days, I do respond more decisively to some of those darn balls. I'm far more aware of my weak spots, but also where I can play to my strengths. I've also learned the art of paying careful attention to and learning from those who seem to really make the most of whatever gets thrown their way. We all admire those people who, for whatever reason, get knocked down, but who ultimately are not knocked out. We admire their stickability, their bounce-back ability, their downright determination to keep pursuing their purpose, whatever the challenge. Who could not be inspired by the likes of Malala Yousafzai, shot in the head by the Taliban on the school bus, and now a worldwide advocate for human rights and education for young women? It's impossible not to be impressed by the endurance of Nelson Mandela, who became South Africa's first black president after so many years in prison.